Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm here with Senior Pastor Chris Montgomery, and each day this week, I'll be asking him a question. So Chris, today's question is kind of general, but it's just, is there anything you want to share with the Fraser family today?
Yeah, as I think about where we are today, as I think about not just us as a church, but even things that are going on in the world, we've just witnessed a horrific hurricane. Bombs are going off in the Middle East on a scale that we have not seen in a very long time. And things are still happening in Ukraine. And that's just to mention three big ones that we would call big. There's a whole lot more going on around the world, whether it's human trafficking, the opioid mess that our culture is in that's not even getting any airtime anymore. You know, there's just this litany of things that are going on. And if we think about where we are as a local church in the midst of all that, we can't ignore any of it, nor should we. We've been sent here to help be the hands and feet of Jesus in the midst of all of that in the ways that we can. But as we sit here, given our context and everything that's going on, what I would want to remind us of is something that we, as a church, would probably say we believe, but I think we got to press into this idea that we as a local church, we cannot rely on our wisdom, our talent, our money, our past successes, or anything of that nature. I think that we are living in a day, and it's just this moment where if we do not pray and seek the face of God, this thing's not going to work. Now, I think that the Lord will always be raising up His church. So when I say this thing's not going to work, what I mean is it's not going to work for us. I think for us to be a part of the Lord's army that we sing about, for us to be a part of the body of Christ that is alive, a living thing, moving throughout the earth, I think our posture has to be not shoulders back, head up, and we're confident in and of ourselves, but our posture has to be a posture of prayer. Prayer and intercession, where we're pleading with the Lord for all these things that are going on. And the reason why we have to start with prayer is because prayer is always going to lead us to some action. Because we're not called to just pray prayers and then leave the answer to God. A part of the prayer has to be, Lord, what is my role in being an answer to this thing that you've put on my heart to pray about? And whenever we see that happen in the church, it is one of the most beautiful things for me, because it's people say, you know, I've been praying about this and praying about this, and here's what I think I can do in that. That's when I know, no, they've seriously been praying about this. When people just say, you know, I've been praying about this for 15 years, but they've never done anything to be a part of the solution, maybe question if you've really been praying about this, or if it's just kind of been on the list somewhere. But when we pray for these things that the Lord puts on our heart and we really seek His face and His will in those, that will always lead us to some kind of action. And I think that has to be the posture of the church today.